This is KUT. As the Olympic Games are underway in Rio, Austin is represented by a number of athletes with some ties to the area. KUT's Jimmy Moss tells us about one Texas ex who's relying on her experience to get to the medal stand.
It took Michelle Carter's best throw of the year to win the Olympic shot put trials last month. The former Texas Longhorn All-American and NCAA champion qualified for her third Olympics and is looking to improve upon a fifth-place finish in London. Carter is one of 20 current and former Longhorns competing in various sports in Rio, 13 competing for the United States. They're headed to a Games mired in a parade of controversies that could rival Carnival's Sambadrome. There's the Zika virus, the pollution, the construction issues, the crime. There's the doping scandal that has barred the Russian track team from the Games. And by the way, the Brazilian economy is struggling while its president has been sidelined while awaiting a hearing that could have her removed from office on charges that may or may not have been trumped up by the vice president, who is now in charge. Those are issues, though, for another day. With the Games underway, Americans are focused on their TV screens and the pursuit of medals. Michelle Carter is focused on the shot put, something she's been working at too long to let distractions interfere. She began throwing, as the insiders call it, in seventh grade. When she got home, her dad had some concerns.
He asked me tons of questions, like who said something to you, like what did they say, how did they present it to you? And I'm trying to figure out, like, why is he asking me all these questions? And then at that point, he told me, he said, you don't understand now, but one day you will.
Here's the mark to beat. Michael Carter, soon to be a professional football player, will add an Olympic medal to his repertoire.
It wasn't until high school that she realized her dad, Michael Carter, was the 1984 silver medalist in the shot put. He went on to win three Super Bowls as a defensive lineman for the San Francisco 49ers.
He never wanted to pressure me to do what he did. If I chose it, it had to be my choice, and he didn't want me to do it because of what he's done.
Something must be in the genes. Michelle Carter and her dad hold the national high school records for girls and boys shot put, respectively. And this week, they could become the first father-daughter medalists in the same individual event in U.S. history.
This is my third Olympics, and it's not the easiest job to be a female thrower because you do have to worry about your sponsorships and, you know, if you're going to have enough money to do what you do. But hard work pays off, and sometimes it's delayed gratification.
The women's shot put competition is this Friday. Jimmy Moss, KUT News.